Okay, welcome to session one. Welcome to session one / episode one of Rolling Downhill. Play the music. Welcome, everybody. What did you think of the music?
That was great.
Took three tries to get it to work, but does anybody want to give a little introduction of themselves as person before? I am the Dungeon Master, Inky. We have Asta.
Hi.
Quamical, who people should know. And Chandler.
Hi. Yeah. What's up?
All right. Let's not delay this any further. This is the world of Abyss. Our story starts off in the town of Demnesty, in the nation of Demnesty, where you see some ruckus, but nothing out of the ordinary for this very lively town, very diverse town. Every shop you see has photos and newspaper articles about a new candidate for running for presidency who is anti-magic use. The first person who walked into this town for whatever reason is Kingsley Vorvavale. Asa?
Oh boy.
You can give your character introduction and description now, if you would like.
Oh lordy. Alright. Kingsley is a 6'7" tiefling.
Jesus Christ.
He's a red tiefling with some fancy horns that almost look like a bull. Curl back and up slightly. He's got lots of gold and red on him and a family crest on the back of his back, though it's covered with a gold great axe.
Julio, so walking into this town, there's no particular event happening or commotion particularly, but you do see merchants, taverns, storefronts across all, and a water feature in the center of the town, which is a large fountain pouring down with many people gathered around it, and a person sitting on the top giving a small little speech about the new candidate, Jonathan Blize. So if you would like to go somewhere, now's the time to say where you would like to go.
Okay, can we listen to this guy on the top of the fountain for like a few minutes?
Okay, so as you walk up to this fountain, you see this jester-style dressed man boasting about the wonderful new candidate for president, Jonathan Blize, who is here to put a stop to the rampant magic, uncontrolled magic use in the town that is just being given out with no restriction or anything, and that is why you all need to vote for him. He's just repeating these similar phrases. It seems as this might be the president's only selling point, or only goal coming into presidency, while more and more people gather around this fountain. And while you're sitting there, the next person walks into town, Mug the Frog. Chandler, if you have
okay.
To give your character introduction.
Yeah, so you see, hold on, I forgot how tall I made him. He's a 4'5", green, like dark green, frog man, humanoid body, but like a frog head. And he has blue-ish eyes, like frog eyes. He's wearing black pants and black, like, combat boots. And he has a jacket, I've decided.
Okay.
I don't know, he has an axe, I think. I didn't think about it.
So, as Mug walks into town, you see this fountain, with now much more people being drawn to it as this man is giving his speech about Jonathan Blyze, with much less commotion. If you choose to go up to the fountain now, is your...
Yeah, sure.
Okay, you go up to the fountain. And then the next person is not entering the town, but is already leaning against a close tavern.
Tavern?
Yeah, just leaning against a tavern on the side, and this is a, this is Rosalina Waterfowl, who is Quomical's character. Quomical, if you'd like to give your introduction and action.
Okay, so my character is Rosalina Waterfowl. She goes by Rose. She's really small. She's 5'4". She has blonde, wavy, kind of messy hair, blue eyes. She's just kind of chilling. So, man, I did not put a lot of thought into this compared to you guys.
She's, okay. We...
The druid.
You see Mug and Kingsley walk into town and around this fountain with much more people, and you hear about Jonathan Blyze, a new candidate.
Right, what so knowing... I'm gonna follow Mug and Kingsley.
For any particular reason?
I've seen them before. Have an idea of who they are.
Okay, so I'm actually going to ask you to roll a history check.
History check?
No, a history check. Yeah.
17.
17.
Yeah.
Okay.
It should have rolled
first,
to you. As
first
well.
Roll of the campaign. Let's go.
I rolled a 15, but I have a +2 on my...
Yeah. So, you very much so recognize Kingsley Vorvivale. You've seen his portrait in many books, and you know that this is the son of the King of Scalloway, who has not been seen in the last couple weeks after leaving, and another thing flashes to your mind, the terrorist attack on the palace... nearing 5 years ago now. So as you follow, Kingsley, the, jester comes down from the fountain, and is taken away with guards on each side, as people start to disperse and scatter away from this fountain. You can now see the brick-lined walls and the large skyscrapers in the linings of the town much more clearly, and you can also now see Kingsley and Mug much more clearly in the crowd, and you recognize them from the vision that your god gave you.
Okay. I'm gonna go over and I'm gonna try to talk to them, have a chat.
Alright.
Kingsley and Mug are on like opposite sides of the fountain, so which one are you going to here?
I don't know. I'm gonna go have a chat with Kingsley.
Okay. So, you approach Kingsley, and attempt to make conversation.
Hi.
Oh.
Are you hello. Kingsley Vorvivale?
Oh, yes, I am. Is something the matter?
Okay, so this is gonna sound a little weird. But, I'm supposed to, like, know you. My god, Derex, he wanted me to kill this dude. You may have heard of him. His name is Jonathan Blyze. But he told me that I couldn't really do it by myself, because, like, his place is really heavily guarded, as a politician would have. So he told me I needed help from a select few people, and you were one of the people he told me I need help from. So would you like not mind, would you be obliged to do some murder?
Well,
I'm actually gonna say, because of how outlandish it sounds, could you roll Rose,
you want me to
again,
roll perception?
Not perception, but roll a persuasion check to see if Kingsley actually. So you're rolling against Kingsley's charisma.
I rolled
score.
A 17 again.
Oh no.
So, Kingsley, you notice that even though this sounds like the most outlandish, stupid thing you could ever imagine, it seems as if they have no insincerity or mischievous nature of any kind, just asking for your help because they saw you in a god's vision.
Oh, I like playing a dumb quirk character who doesn't question things. All right.
So how do they respond?
Well, that's quite the tall order. But if it is an actual god who did give you that vision, then I suppose I could help.
Cool. Right. There is one more person around these parts who heard. In fact, they just so happen to be on the opposite side of this fountain.
Really?
It's quite bonkers, I know.
Mug.
Yeah.
Mug, you see as this almost 7 foot tall tiefling with large devilish horns is speaking to this small, frail, blonde hair, blue eyes, human female.
Roll intimidation.
And you hear frog person and other side of that fountain. And they are both very much so taller than you.
Yeah.
And they both start coming around each side of the fountain and start approaching you.
I hide in the fountain.
You
I want to jump in the fountain.
You jump in the fountain. Cool, yeah, you guys can just act this out.
Alright, yeah. I'm gonna...
Would you like to explain or me? I know I don't have all the details, but would you like to me to explain?
Wait, what?
Would you like me to explain? I know you have all the details, but what would you like me to?
Yeah, sure. Let me just, get them out of the water. I'm gonna cast Shape Water on the fountain.
That's
not nice. Pull out Mug.
Mug, you're only 4 feet tall, right?
I'm 4'5".
Yeah. You see as this 5 foot cube of water arises with this squirming frog person inside of it, and it's separated and Mug is pulled down onto the ground and the water goes back into the fountain.
Well, that wasn't nice.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, stranger.
Yeah, what's up?
Suddenly a Vietnam flashback start going on like that.
Are you Mug, the war veteran?
Yeah, I am. Who are you? What do you want?
Hi. Kingsley said he'd do the talking, so I'm just gonna... Yeah.
You're very tall.
Yes. This lovely lady here has had a vision about us from her god.
Oh.
And needs our help.
Oh. Help with what? What?
Have you heard of Jonathan?
And then Kingsley's gonna look at Rosalina and be like...
Alright, what's this dude's name again? You heard of Jonathan Blize?
the politician dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Would you be inclined to kill him?
Roll another persuasion check.
Right.
A 19?! How are you rolling so well?
Look at the stupid game.
Yeah, that's what happens.
That is a 19.
That is a 19 right there, yeah.
Damn.
So once again, even though this sounds like the most outlandish, stupid fucking thing you've ever heard of, yeah, it sounds as if they're being 100% serious and they want you to kill the presidential candidate of this town.
Yeah, sure.
Why? You just do it?
Oh, yeah.
No questions asked.
I asked a question. I said why.
Okay, I just accidentally...
Oh.
Who are you healing?
I was looking at it. I didn't mean to roll out, though. Ignore that.
Okay.
Anyway, it looks like we got a party together.
He claps.
I should have taken out Gil while I had the...
Oh, yeah, then it would have been above 20. So while you are looking, you do notice the rock gnome and the, half tabaxi that you saw in your vision fighting side by side are nowhere to be seen in the lively town square.
This is so sad.
So if you would like to...
I want to take out my familiar ones. I figure this out.
You
keep talking, I'm just gonna Google it.
Okay, so, in this lively town square, I was expecting a bit more convincing would be needed to convince Kingsley and Mugg.
If he rolled low, then maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. But he was...
Mugg also is very stupid.
So. Yeah, neither of them are very bright. See, Mugg has 10 intelligence. Kingsley has 12.
And 4 in wisdom.
Yeah, so...
No, I have lower than that.
Yeah, neither of them have
I have 10 intelligence.
Yeah, neither of them have any inclination that murdering the politician of this town, who is predicted to win the election, could possibly be a bad idea.
Yeah, how could it go wrong?
Yeah, this is a good idea.
I was in a war, this is fine.
But as you guys are now at the fountain, you, do see some, like, eyes wandering around, looking at you and this gang of people that these guys have never seen, especially eyes on Kingsley Vorvale, as this is royalty standing before their eyes, talking to two incredibly short. Roll a history check.
With my plus 0.
In history, yeah.
I got a 19.
Gee, what? You guys are rolling. I would say weighted dice, but they're digital dice.
They're digital dice.
So, despite all odds being from the small town of Advalor, you do recognize Kingsley, seeing portraits of them throughout the Ten Kingdoms.
Okay.
And noticing that this is the son of Grimm, the king of Scalloway.
Alright.
Although absolutely nothing comes up for Rosalina, other than one time seeing an article saying that they got arrested for, snooping around in a town in, southern Gymnastics.
Okay.
Oh my god.
I didn't even know this.
And that is all you know of these two people.
Okay.
So are you guys gonna look around, try to formulate a plan, or...
I mean, I guess we should figure out what we're doing.
Yeah, Mug's Indeed. Gonna, like, wring out his jacket, because he was in the water.
And... He was. so as you wring out the water, and then you put it back on, and then you notice that it immediately starts getting wet again, as you are naturally just... moist.
Yeah, naturally very slimy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So where are you guys doing? Where are you going?
I don't know.
Around us.
What is around us?
So to your guys' left, you see a clothing shop and a tavern, that is promoting fine rum, in 12 different flavors, none of which any of you have ever heard of. They're all like sentence long. They're all like sentence long flavors of rum. One is just like gibberish, just random letters thrown against a wall. And if you look to your right, there is a merchant like stand shop, with a tall half orc guy behind the counter. And then, to the right, there is a newspaper press. And then forward, the town square expands into a large shopping district. And then even further, you guys can see a large palace.
Wait a minute. Okay, so in character, I'd probably want to go, like, I don't know what, wouldn't want to go try rum, but I want to go try rum.
Oh, so Mug would. Kind of...
So,
I'll follow Mug.
Yeah, Mug just starts walking. He doesn't say anything, he just starts walking.
What's Kingsley up to right now? Just seeing both of their party members, after making a plan to murder the local politician, just start walking into the tavern with flavors of rum that seemingly make zero sense. What do you do?
He'll walk after them, but we'll ask Rosalina in particular. So, is there any particular reason we have to kill this politician?
Okay, so Derek doesn't like bad people. And apparently he thought this politician was bad enough that he needed to perish. They've been doing this for, like, 2 months now. It's just kind of his deal.
Well, alright.
So before you step into the tavern, you get stopped. A hand gets placed on Rosalina's arm, and is turned around to see a 5'8"-ish large human guard in plated armor, say, "Hey, I saw what you did over at that fountain to this frog, in the shape water. Do you think that you can just move about the parts of our local fountains as a newcomer and expect to just get away with that? Do you think there are no laws in place stopping you from doing anything here?"
I didn't actually know. I've been here a few times and that has never come up, but I needed that frog for very, very important reasons.
I'll give you a warning since you're a newcomer, but you should know, especially with these new laws going into place and with all of these new candidates running for presidency, I wouldn't just be using magic so lightly around here.
I'll keep that in mind.
He starts walking away back to his post in the top, the far right corner of the town. and you guys step into this tavern. It is lively. There are things being thrown across the room. There are humans and, any race you can think of, other than tieflings, are scattered throughout this bar, and the second you guys step in, it all stops. Everybody
are there other
at
frog
you.
People?
There are other frog people, yes.
Yo.
Everybody stops and looks at Kingsley.
They'll just wave.
People racist?
Are they racist?
Can I make a perception check to see if they're racist?
Ever so gently. Just
ever so gently.
Then everything starts up again. Though you do see a short, like, very short, like, 8 or 9 years old, a human child come up, and ask, where you got your horns.
Well, he'll bend down to them.
You bend
like doing squats.
You squat down, and that you still notice that the child is looking up at as far as they can to still, like, meet eye contact with you, even though you are fully squatted down. To like the child is looking. Where did your horns come from, and where did you get your hair dyed?
Well, I was born with it, young one.
Humans aren't born with red hair.
It's true.
What?
Because I'm not a human.
The child starts crying and runs off.
You made a small child cry.
You just made a small child cry by being a tiefling.
He'll just blink a couple times before standing back up and be like, well, that went well.
Incredibly.
You walk up to the bar. You cannot read. None of you can read anything on the board.
What?
It is.
What language is it? I can read five languages.
It's in common, but... No, it's in common. It is unintelligible. The handwriting is so bad. You see many people, like, squinting at the board. It's, like, in chalk. You think it's in common. You can work out the word rum in a couple places. And vanilla in one in the top right. And that is it.
Can I roll some kind of check to see if I can figure it out?
You could try to roll perception, I guess.
Okay, so I got a 10.
Yeah, you cannot read. You do.
I wrote a low roll on the one that I have +5 on.
As yeah. +5, I have a -1, and that's with proficiency.
Yeah. So.
And the huge wisdom.
Yeah. So no, nothing. You cannot read anything. The a tall human with short blonde hair comes up to you, slams a cup down, and asks you, "Don't just stand around. What are you ordering?"
I can't read this.
What do you mean you can't read it? Order something or get out.
This your little board thing is unintelligible. Like, it's illegible. I can't read it.
We do not have time to change our entire board because a couple of foreigners can't read it.
I don't think anybody can read it.
That's not our problem. Are you going to order something, or are you going to leave?
No, because I think it is your problem, because, like, you don't get business if people can't read anything to order.
Are you trying to start a fight?
No, I'm trying to help you.
Okay, well, we aren't asking help from foreign magic users in our taverns, so you can either order some rum or get out. The entire town saw your little fiasco out there dragging that poor defenseless frog out of the water.
It was necessary. I needed to kidnap the frog.
You kidnapped this frog?
No.
Apparently not.
How tall is the counter?
Okay. Like, it's almost as tall as you. A couple inches shorter, but almost as tall as you.
I mean, you can, like, just see my eyes.
Yeah, you see, like, your eyes poking out of your head and, like, that shape that they poke out. He looks down at you. What?
Well, I wasn't kidnapped. Playing hide and seek.
Alright, well...
Yeah.
Playing hide and seek in a densely packed town area is definitely not a good idea.
It's more fun that way,
though. I'll think about that next time. I want to sit on one of the chairs. I assume there are chairs, right?
Yeah, there are chairs.
Yeah, he hops up on one.
Can you make a strength check to hop on up on one? Because they, they're like...
Oh, no!
What?
They're like... Check. The seats... Yeah. Yeah, athletics check. Because the seats are like 3 feet up off the ground, and you're only 4 feet tall, so...
I'm a frog. I can hop. Okay. I got a 14.
Hey, you get up after multiple, like... pushing your arms up, and you sit on a chair, and then your head just barely peeks above the table.
I thought the chair was 3 feet tall.
Wait, no, I wanted to at the counter. Like at the bar.
Oh, at the bar? Okay, you get. These are like the tall bar stools, which is why they're.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
So you get on one, your head does not go. Or I guess the bar stools do, like, go pretty high up. So yeah, your head peeks above, and they can get a little bit clearer of a view of you, but still very hard to see.
Okay.
He says again, listen, we got plenty of customers today. If you guys aren't going to order something, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
No, I'll have the... do you guys have a special?
Oh, our special? Vanilla rum.
Yeah, I'll have that, sure.
Or I'll get some...
Do you have 5 gold? We aren't a chair here.
Yeah, no, I do.
Are you gonna
give
me the 5 gold for?
Yes.
He looks at you as you because you have still not like handed him.
I give him the 5 gold. I give him the 5 gold.
Okay. He looks at it, holds it up in the light, puts it away. He turns back, fills up a cup of rum. And squirts like a couple drops of a small vial in it, and then slides it over to you.
I chug it.
He sits in awe as this 4 foot tall frog chugs down.
4 foot five.
Chugs this 7-inch tall like thing of like hard rum.
Military style, let's go.
Do you say that out loud? Do you go, military style, let's go?
No!
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a character.
Immediately. The bartender looks at Mug, and then looks at Rosalina and Kingsley. And then looks at Kingsley, and then turns around and walks away to go deal with other customers.
All right.
Yeah, he was not having any of that.
But sure, interesting.
Mug is very cool. He's a very cool person.
He's a silly little fella.
So when eyes are off you, you guys can now finally get to planning. Murdering this politician.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you said real with you guys. This every couple of months or so?
Every so often.
How many lives have you taken? He says with a straight face.
Like,
have you seen your god and did he talk to you face to face about it?
No. Was no. He talked to me through prayer. I don't ever talk to him, like, face to face.
Okay.
Answer
my question.
People.
How many people have I killed? Ellie?
You've never killed anybody.
Okay. That's why I was just useless in the war.
No, the war was over within like 6 months. There wasn't much battle. You fought in the Civil War of Ad Valir, so.
Yeah, I know.
And your god is the goddess of life, so she would not be happy about that.
Oh, that's fair. That's fair.
I'm gonna be real with you guys. I don't really have a plan. I was hoping that one of you guys were smarter than me and didn't have a plan, and then I remembered that you didn't have a positive intelligence modifier.
Mug licks his eyeball. That does that frog thing.
Yeah,
where he licks his eye.
So, Kingsley, do you have a plan? Because Kingsley isn't smart, but Kingsley is confident.
It's true. Well, let's see. Killing a politician. I suppose you could go up and stab him.
Mike starts clapping.
A couple eyes are drawn to Mug.
Just like, let's see.
Clapping. And then they stop and the eyes wander away.
That went well.
He's sitting crisscross applesauce on a bar stool.
Licking his eyeball.
Every couple of seconds.
So, is that your guys' plan to go up and stab him?
Well, where is he?
That doesn't seem like a very solid plan.
Mug asks in character.
But it is a plan, at least. It's something. It's not nothing that you had before.
That's true. I just don't know, like, how we get to him or get through the millions of people probably surrounding him to go and stab him.
Long distance throw something at him.
Catapult.
Inventory.
Catapult, a knife.
I do not happen to have a ranged weapon on my person.
Does Mug? Hold on, let me check.
No, Mug.
I have a crossbow.
You have a crossbow?
Yes, he does. Yeah.
I can cast Ice Knife. Do you have spells?
I don't.
So, do you guys... Is that... What? Are you guys about to go out and enact this plan to stab him and or
like
throw something?
Yeah, like, I just feel like they're better ideas.
Like?
But yeah.
We kill him in his sleep. We could assassinate him.
Okay, where does he live?
That's a good question.
You guys should go find out where he lives.
Go ask around to see if anyone knows where the politician is.
Go, maybe go exploring.
We should ask the people in this tavern.
In the tavern?
In the... Hey, do you know where this famous politician lives so we can kill him in his sleep? He doesn't actually say that, by the way.
Question. Okay. It should probably work.
No, he doesn't say that.
So who are you guys asking in this tavern? Like, where are you going?
Who do we see?
You see the bartender. There are just, like, tables of four people around of all sorts of various races.
You said there were other frog people, right?
Yeah, there are. There's a group of them.
Would I recognize any of them?
You do not. Roll a history check.
Okay. 11. Oh, 17.
17? You recognize one of them. His name is Jim, and he went to high school with you, but that's all you know about him.
Okay, I want to walk up to them.
You walk up to them. Jim goes, "Is that Mug?"
So, yes, it is Mug.
"Hey, we went to high school together. What brings you to Dimnesty?"
What does bring me to Dimnesty? You didn't tell me.
You are supposed to know that. That's your job, not mine.
Okay. I was bored. So I wanted to travel.
Forward.
Why are you here, Jim?
Well, I'm here to... Well, I was here to learn about magic a bit more, and then, well, you've seen the politicians here, and they're getting stricter about it now.
Yeah, speaking of the politicians, do you know where he lives?
Jonathan Blyze. Do I know where Jonathan Blyze lives?
Yeah.
Not really.
He's pretty secretive about where he lives, but around this time he does do meetings in the palace, if you guys are looking to try to meet him.
In, like, his palace, or just a
Meet him, yeah, sure. I suppose.
Yeah, the palace I told you guys about at the beginning.
I know.
Yeah.
I remember.
Well, if you guys are trying to meet him, I would recommend going to the palace. I don't know if they do open visits, but, you know, it's worth shot.
Yeah, it's worth a shot. All right, thank you, Jim. It was nice seeing you. How have you been?
I've been good.
How have you been?
It's been rough, man.
Oh, what's wrong? What's wrong?
Well, Carrie left me after I moved to Domesti, said she wasn't ready to start a life.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know how much you cared about her.
Yeah, we were going to have tadpoles, but...
I'm really sorry, Jim. You'll meet someone new, and I, like, playfully punch his shoulder.
Can you roll the hit?
No! No, I don't want to hurt him. I don't want to hurt him. Okay. You know, like, the playful thingy
do. Yeah, I know. Jim looks up at you.
I punch Jim hard across the face.
You playfully punch him in the arm. Can you... Kingsley and Rosalina, please both roll perception checks. Kingsley and Rosalina.
Okay, let's see how to do this.
Rolled low again on my plus 5.
You rolled an 11? Okay, and Kingsley 19. Rolled 19. So Kingsley, you see that this is like a playful punch and no harm's being done. It seems that they know each other. Rosalina, on the other hand. Rosalina sees this playful punch as an act of violence.
No! It's an act of violence!
So, Rosalina, I don't know what you're gonna do about that, but as you, in your mind, Mug just, like, punched this guy.
Like, that and then walked away. Why'd you punch Jim?
What? You don't know Jim. How do you know Jim?
He's like a nice guy. Why'd you punch him?
Well, it was playful. We were talking about his ex, girlfriend. Like,
slapped him across the face.
No, I didn't.
I friendly interact.
I do the same thing to Rosalina, just like very gentle. That's all I did to him.
One sec.
What?
God damn it!
Rolled an 8.
I take it very badly.
Oh. No, it was...
Have you never had friendly interactions with other people before?
That was a very friendly interaction.
I'm rolling so low on my perception checks.
We were just catching up on all the good times. He's not having a good time.
Jim chimes in, and the bad times.
And the bad times. I'm very sorry, Jim.
You know, I really loved her.
Yeah. 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 Well, there are other frogs in the swamp.
Jim just starts crying and goes to the bathroom.
Oh!
Aww.
I'm sorry.
This is so sad.
Yeah, this is sad.
He's not having a good night. You see his friends just like, what the fuck did you do?
Mug licks his eyeball again.
Kingsley and Rosalina look at the crowd of frogs, none of which have licked their eyes once since they entered the tavern.
Oh.
So what's your guys'
name? I actually never caught your name.
What?
Talking to Rosalie. I actually never got your name. What is it?
Name's Rosalina, but you can call me Rose.
Alright. Nice to meet you, Rose.
Nice to meet you as well.
So what's your guys' next move? Any more people in the tavern you want to talk to? You want to go out of the tavern? What's going on?
Oh, I tell them about what Jim told me about the palace.
Oh, okay. So, Mug tells you guys about how he does visits at the palace, but you guys aren't sure if he's there or if he's going to be there, but that's your best bet.
I mean, I guess we just go to the palace then, like, put a thumbtack on his chair.
So you guys leave the tavern, or you walk into the palace? What's going on?
Yeah.
I guess we're going to start walking to the palace.
Mug would. Yeah. Start...
I'm just going to follow Mug.
Probably getting trampled by tall people.
Mug just starts walking without anything again.
Yeah.
Mug, before you guys are able to... you guys walk out the tavern, and you start getting called by the merchant, the tall half-orc merchant. Just calling out, hey, Frog!
Oh. Yeah?
Oh, Frog!
Like, stop and turn to him and ask what's up.
He squints a little bit and he goes, Kingsley!
No, my name's Mug.
He says, not you, Frog. He looks past and he goes, is that a Vorveil? Is that a Vorveil right before my eyes? Kingsley, you can most definitely. What is a Vorveil doing in Dimnesti?
I have a bit of a personal goal. But for it's based on adventuring, but a personal goal nonetheless.
Uh-huh. What's this? I won't pry. Well, my name's Rodney. I'm a merchant here. Would you guys like to buy any goods? You guys got any?
What do you have? On you?
What
do you sell?
I have 3 potions of invisibility, but that's about it. They're priced at 10 gold each.
I spent my money.
Did you only have 5 gold on you? That's sad.
No, I had 10.
Oh, yeah, so now you have 5. 10 each, but, yeah, that's all I've got in stock right now. We've gotten bought out. It's been a very busy day, especially with Jonathan visiting.
Jonathan's visiting?
Yeah, Mr., Bly's.
Fuck.
You know, I don't feel good about
there
that
he is
guy.
Now. Know where he is right now.
I believe he's doing visits at the palace, but that's about it.
Right.
I wouldn't visit him if I were you guys. I don't trust
potions. I mean, that price is kind of steep, but I feel it will come in handy for her.
Hold on, can I ask Rodney if he buys things from people?
Yeah. Rodney chirps up. I do buy things, but
can I try and sell him my? Oh,
are you trying to sell something
for a tinderbox?
Yeah, I was gonna try and sell him my longbow because I don't imagine Mug will be using it.
Well, a nice longbow like that, I could sell it for 20 gold. If you would.
25.
20.
22.
Just take your 20.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
He glares
very
smart, anyways.
Have them roll persuasion to get it to 25.
Yeah, actually.
Okay. Roll, where is that? With my. Oh, I have a plus 1, actually. Okay. 12.
No, I'm not going to raise your selling point to 25. And if you keep this up, I'm going to lower to 15.
I'm not going to keep it up. I will take 20.
Alright, he slides 20 gold over the table as he takes your longbow from you. Yes, this will make a fine addition to the shop. So,
how about the longbow for?
It's technically worth 50, but it's fine.
Yeah, he is.
Yep. I don't know
just
how to.
You off.
I don't know how to remove something from my inventory. Hold on.
I'll remove it.
In management.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I guess we should just buy three
these invisibility potions.
Invisibility potions.
Are they
now.
What? What would two foreigners and a Vorveil need with an invisibility potion after asking me about the new politician?
I mean, you're the one who
town.
Told us that you had them very specifically and like kind of tried to make us buy them, so
I'm just telling you what I have in stock, and well, I saw your magic use earlier, I figured you'd want some magical items, especially considering I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to sell these for.
I mean, I guess we could all spend 10 gold on one, because we're communists.
Alright, well.
I'll spend 10 gold on one for myself.
Alright.
Just remove that from my...
Yeah, I'll also buy one.
Thank you,
golds.
Thank you, sir. Ma'am.
And
Vorveil. Your highness.
I will also take one.
Okay, thank you.
Of course.
I just, like, add items, and then...
His voice lowers a little bit. Listen. I don't trust that, lies. None of these magic policies are gonna be doing any good for Dynasty. And it's definitely not gonna help the economy or livelihood or whatever bullshit he's peddling.
Oh, I figured it out.
But
yeah,
don't...
I just had a potion too. Alright, I mean, we kind of agree. He's kind of sus.
Don't do anything stupid while you're there. I heard a group of rioters north of here. Maybe 4 miles. They went missing. They went missing after hosting a riot against him, and it's been happening too frequently for these to be a coincidence. So if you're planning on protesting or visiting, I'd be careful if you don't want your head on a stick.
I'm sure we'll be fine.
So. Well, I bid you three
careful.
A farewell, and
thank you.
I'd direct you right from here, up the street to the palace, though the gates aren't open. I've heard of a way to get in through the back. If you go through the bathroom window, you might have some luck.
Alright, thank you, sir.
What's your name? Human. Rosalina.
Yeah.
Good to know. Maybe I'll be seeing more of you guys.
Is he just gonna be like a beetle
farewell.
Throughout the rest of the campaign? Alright, see you around.
So, do you guys have any more exploration you want
Toodles,
to do through the
town? Toodles,
anyone
still
are you?
Skipping away.
I mean...
Mug says, Toodles, starts skipping away towards the palace.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the palace. I'll skip after Mug.
He'll just take long
trips on a rock.
Kingsley's just with how long
face
Kingsley's... Kingsley, with how long Kingsley's legs are, he's just walking at a normal pace and keeping up with you guys skipping. Like I said, any more exploration you guys want to do, or are you guys just going straight to the back of the palace?
I guess, is there anything else of note around us?
Well, you do see more...
Sorry?
Articles plastered in the windows and everywhere else. You, just see more anti-Blies and pro-Blies, anti-magic, propaganda posted throughout the city, and less and less diversity the closer you get to the palace and shopkeeps and taverns and places of rest.
I guess we just should go to the palace, because there's nothing really of note. I mean, I don't know, do you guys?
Mm-hmm. Inky?
Yes.
Would I be able to roll a history check on Jonathan?
Yes, actually.
Alrighty.
The earliest you can think back to ever seeing Jonathan in the papers or on any sort of thing is a couple of months ago when he announced his run for presidency of Domnesti.
Okay.
That's as far back as you can remember, having rolled an 11.
Yeah.
Cool. So, as you guys walk behind the palace, it gets tight in between the walls of the city and the large building. But you come up onto a window, and you can see a very nice bathroom on the other side. But no noticeable way to open it.
Okay. I mean, nothing's really stopping us from shattering the window, but I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't think that's a good idea either.
That's, you know. I actually think that maybe we should go see if he is taking visitors right now.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I feel like it would be better to get a little bit of, I don't know, a background on him, slightly.
Yeah.
So do you guys start walking towards the palace gates? Rather than the back of it, to try to see if he's accepting visitors at the moment?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, sure. I'll just start following them.
As you guys start walking, you hear the window open behind you. And suddenly, Mug and Rosalina get bags thrown over their head and their mouths covered, slowly fading out and losing consciousness as Kingly has a rag put over their mouth and starts getting tired, more and more tired and passing out.
Lovely.
Romney stole this out.
Kidnapped? Oh, I should have insight checked him.
You guys wake up, and the bags are ripped off of Mug and Rosalina's heads, and you see an empty room, with gold linings on the walls, and an incredibly neat desk and chair, with light emanating from the ceiling with no light source, visible, with a very large door. If any of you wants to do a history check.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Not Mug, but maybe Rosalina or Kingsley might have.
I'll 17.
Okay, so Mug does not recognize anything, but depending on Kingsley's history check? 19, okay.
Ooh, 19. We did pretty well.
Yeah, you guys both recognize this almost immediately as the presidential lounge or place of business that the president does business, but remember that Jonathan is not yet president. You guys can also see plenty of ink and parchment on the table. The ink, well, it doesn't seem like there's much written other than a letter about magic not being suitable for use in Dynasty. The ink still has yet to dry. Your guys' hands are tied behind your backs, but might be able to be broken with a high enough strength check.
This is unfortunate.
Okay. That's everything?
Yep. That is everything. Right.
This is unfortunate.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody in the room with us?
Nope. That
is there anybody in the room with us? Alright.
Just you three.
We're gonna try and break out.
Also, I'm going to try and break out.
I guess
you
should just try and break out.
Strength check. Oh wait, that was a saving throw. Sorry.
Saving throw works as well.
Oh, okay, I got
you
a 16.
Saving yourself.
I have a minus one, so I hope I do well. Oh, I rolled a 19.
What the 19. Really?
You guys all
really?
Kingsley, because you're a barbarian, the DC was only 7 for Yudo.
Oh, thank God.
Break through it. however, Mug being...
I would have been depressed otherwise.
Mug does not get out, but loosens it greatly with their natural moistness. Okay.
Well, if it's loosened, I'm sliding, so can I just slide out?
And Rosalina also breaks out.
How did I break out with the least strength out of all?
That was some bad
you didn't, wait, with the strength saving throw? No, you rolled an 18.
Yeah, I know, I just, I have least strength stat, I think.
Minus one.
I have minus one of strength.
Yeah.
I have a plus 5.
Yeah, so, you guys are out.
Right.
I guess. Chair. Mug is not, Mug is still... While in moist,
okay. Well,
moist,
listen.
Moist, while Mug is in moist restrictions, they are still restrained.
Right, could they try and help Mug get out?
If you guys actively are trying to free Mug, then you guys are able to get it out. And get Mug out.
Right.
Alright.
I make an investigation check to just, look around the room more.
Okay, so... Roll that investigation.
Okay, I rolled 17. Stupidly high, except for my plus 5 stat.
you see gold lining plating every wall with, runic symbols on the tiles. Well, none of you are able to read these runes. They do seem magical in nature. Rosalina, you are able to read much more clearly that Jonathan Blyze says that he will most surely win on this piece of parchment. Most surely win the election in the next coming weeks. And is planning on banning magic as a whole in items, merchants, or just use in the Kingdom of Dynasty.
Interesting.
And that
That's not nice.
That is what you see.
Is there a door anywhere so we can, leave?
There is a door behind all of you. But it is boarded. It is boarded up from inside. Where you guys are.
Alright.
Are there any windows or anything?
There are no windows, and as you guys are facing the door, you hear a voice come from behind you, from behind the desk. And it is Jonathan Blyze himself. His voice rings out, echoing through this room. Did you guys honestly think that you could go around taverns and town squares talking about your plan to take my life and that nobody would turn you in?
Yes, I did.
You did. Was it Is it Rodney?
Who the fuck is Rodney?
Guess it okay. was not Rodney.
I guess it wasn't Rodney. Good.
Yeah. He turns around and looks at the walls and the runes covering the things. He said, "Do you guys know what my plans are for presidency?"
To get rid of magic.
Exactly. And do you know why?
Because you're just salty that you weren't part of it.
Yeah, because you're rude.
No. To bring balance.
You're racist.
How does it bring balance, though? Like, magic is a huge part of our world, and it's really... Like,
people like me,
it's really helpful.
People like me would stand no chance to people like you if magic kept going. You guys would take over. It's impossible to reason with reasonless.
I mean,
currently, I'm planning on imprisoning all of you for life here, even you, Borvale. And your father will be notified. And your father will be notified of your imprisonment, and you will not be returning to Scalloway.
I mean,
that's if your plan works.
Or you could like give us a bit more exposition.
But I give you, a plea offer.
Uh huh.
There have been rumors about a group of people planning to launch an attack on the city, and more importantly, me, on election day in 2 weeks. It is a town south of here, maybe 3 or 4 miles. I'm not quite sure. I've just been
told it was
by
north.
My advisor.
I thought the rioters were north of here.
Oh, we dealt with those rioters. They...
It was the same distance, so I thought you meant...
Poorly planned out, but 4 or 5 miles south... God, it must be east.
Do you know
these
how much health he has?
I do, but I'm not gonna tell you.
Okay. Let's say I were to cast Ice Knife right now.
I mean, you could roll the hit. I guess.
Okay, I'm just, like, considering my actions.
Yeah, if you really want to. But he keeps talking. It is a small town, Boulé.
Just not, because I feel like that would be...
But you could sit here and go to prison, and you can attack me. You could. You may even kill me. But you will still be arrested and put in jail for life. I am offering you a way...
Get away.
And if
out
not,
of
if
this,
we just get away.
How do you plan on escaping this room?
I mean, we could like.
I'm very slimy.
We have axes. We could.
First, let me check
we could break
the
boards off the door.
While you can't notice any like visible way out, you do see a small vent on the floor. Not big enough for any of you to fit through, but definitely, something to take note of.
Okay, I can't cast Find Familiar because that's a wizard spell, which makes me very sad. I would assume I have Gil right now.
Yeah, Gil is not, like, a magical familiar. Gil's just, like, a pet.
Gil's just a guy, okay?
Yeah. He keeps talking. So,
okay.
Will you guys... go down to this town, the town of Boulé, southeast of here. It's a 3 or 4 mile journey. And we will let you guys escape, as long as you promise to never make another attempt on my life again.
Okay, could I...
Can I insight check? To see if he'll actually let us go?
Yeah.
With my -1.
I want to insight.
I got
too.
A 3!
Yep.
Also, like,
see, he seems like he's being totally legit to all of you, that he will. A 6, a 13, and a 3. Yeah, he is... yep.
He is totally being honest right now.
He is being 100% honest as far as any of you can tell. And this isn't, like, a guarantee that he is lying in your
metagame brains. That's just, you guys can't detect any.
How much does Gil give me? I can't find this.
And persuasion plus two, I believe.
Okay. I'm just gonna, like, have Gil, like, chill on my shoulder while I ask him if we could do, like, anything else. And could I, like, roll persuasion for that?
Yeah, roll persuasion.
It's a 14, so it's 16.
He looks at you, and then he looks at Gil. You guys don't need to kill the people in Boulay, but the riots need to stop. I will not be attacked on my own election day. We will send you to this town of Boulay, and seeing as they are dealt with, we will not throw you in jail to rot for the rest of your life. This is the offer we are giving you. I hope that you'll accept.
All right, can we do a group huddle?
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
Yes.
You guys group huddle.
Mug is just small.
It's a really weird group huddle, but... I guess, there's no harm in, like, going to do that.
I thought we had to kill him.
No, we can later. Just like, if we do this, then we get out of this current situation, and then we could go kill him later.
That's a good point.
That's a very good point, probably.
No, next time we're going to have to be a little bit more careful.
Yeah, probably.
A little bit.
He chimes up again. So, will you guys go stop this issue in Boulay?
Guess so.
Good.
Mug licks his eye again. Yes.
It's glad to see that I have a reliable bounty hunter.
I'm incredibly reliable.
Well, I'll be sending you off now. You guys are once again bagged, and Borhill is chloroformed. And
is it,
you wake up.
He's royalty, or is it because he's too tall to bag?
He's too tall, and he's too tall, and his horns are too big.
That's great, I think.
Yeah, and you guys are escorted out of the city, and you wake up outside, facing southeast, ready to start your journey.
Alright, let me pull up the map. Southeast, so we're
facing... Well, that was fun.
...towards Triken,
it's
right?
Not, you guys aren't done. Yeah, facing towards Triken. Do you guys start walking towards the town?
Sure,
that's all
I
you
guess.
Guys
have, that's all I really can do.
You guys
start skipping away.
Skipping?
How many? Yeah, we'll start skipping.
And
for about 20 rounds, almost. Oh, 200 rounds, almost.
On your way down, you guys are walking, and as you near the river, close to Demnesty, you guys notice some rustling in the bushes.
A bit strange.
Perception check
that. Please,
thank you. Maybe. Yeah. Okay. So, roll perception check.
Better actually roll a decent number on this.
Damn.
7.
Almost 13. Rolled a 20, but I rolled an 8 again.
So, you guys look at the, town? Or not town, you guys look at the bushes, and as you look in, two bugbears burst out of the, bushes.
Bugbear?
Please, roll initiative. It is a bug that looks like a bear. Please roll initiative. Oh, or, I guess, God. Yeah. Yeah, please roll initiative.
Four.
Nat 20.
office.
Jesus!
So Mug's initiative is 23. Kingsley rolled a 7. Rosalina, can you please,
rolled a 6.
6, okay. 6, and then their initiatives. Cool. Let us start.
Mug is just ready to fight.
Mug is always ready.
Mug, you go first. What is your first move?
How far away are they?
They are about 20 feet away.
Okay. Hold on. I want to hit one of them with my battle axe.
Okay, what damage does that do?
1d8 plus 5. Then I have to roll to hit.
Roll to hit, and then roll for damage. Roll to hit, 21. 21. God damn. Yeah, you fucking said. That's a critical hit, actually,
absolutely,
so double damage.
Kills the bugbear. Just dies on the
okay.
spot. Yeah, critical. You critical hit the bugbear, and roll for damage.
12.
12 times 2. Holy fuck!
Bugbear dies on the spot.
No, but he almost does.
Oh.
He is. Bugbear B is in, like, critical condition. And the round move. Do you have any actions or moving or anything else you want to do?
No.
Okay.
No. Not really.
You just sit there and you hit him with your battle axe. You, like, yeah. You move to him, like, slash him with your battle axe, almost killing him.
Licks his eye again.
And you lick your eye.
Yeah.
Kingsley, you're up.
Alright. Let's see. How do we do this?
You can just, like, go to your weapons or... Yeah, I guess you don't have spells, so weapons and... use whatever you would like. I believe you have a great axe equipped, no?
Yes, pretty sure.
Okay.
How do we do that?
Okay, so roll to hit. If one of you two could explain it to them, because I'm not in the thing.
Oh, if you're... So, in the inventory, when you have it equipped, which is, like, the little box next to it, and then when you're in actions, it's the, like, little square that has a, like, plus whatever, and you hit that.
Okay. Is it hit DC?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Alright.
To hit 14, let me check there. You do not hit.
Oh.
Son of a...
They, you slam your great axe down, and the, were you going for the bugbear that they just hit, or the other one?
I'd say the first one, yeah.
Okay, so the bugbear, even though they have very little health left, like, rolled to the side and dodged. Do you have any movements or actions you want to do?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Isn't attacking an action?
No, so you can attack and then do an... I guess it's... I think attacking is an action, but you can have a bonus action, I believe.
Yeah.
Anyways. Rosalina.
Okay.
You're up.
I'll roll the hit with my scimitar.
Okay. Do that.
Roll the 17.
You,
17.
You hit, but just barely.
Come on, they have a high DC.
I guess I'll target that one bugbear to just, like, kill
the,
it.
The one bugbear? Okay, roll the hit. Ooh,
but
only
it's already been damaged.
5 damage. Yeah, that, that deals the killing blow. How do you want to do this?
I'm gonna, like, stab it.
So you take your, axe and you stab it through the chest, and slam it down, and it rolls down, going numb. Dying.
Hey.
Cool, you guys killed that bugbear before he was even able to make a move.
Now it's the next bugbear.
There were two, though, right?
Good!
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's the next bugbear's turn to go. Okay. It will... Okay. Rolling to hit. It is hitting Rosalina. Rosalina, your AC is 15. Okay, so it just barely hits you.
I'm dead.
No,
my HP is actually pretty good.
I have 18.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Doesn't sound very good.
So, it does, 13 damage.
Right. At least I'm not dead.
Rosalina?
Damn it. I'm at 6.
Aren't dead yet.
Okay, that's...
Mug, your turn.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I want to run at the second one and hit it again.
Okay, run at the second one. Roll the hit.
Roll the hit. 8.
You do not hit it.
I slip on myself.
You run at it, and then, but a, like a small stone slippery surface, you slip and face plant into the grass quite magnificently, actually.
Yeah. Majestically.
Okay. Yeah, that leaves you, that leaves Kingsley to go up.
Yeah.
Right.
Radax to hit, 17. Do you hit?
Yeah, hey.
Thank God.
Roll for damage and tell me how you want to do this.
Fifteen.
Alright, how do you want to do this?
You will take a good, clean slice along the back.
Along the back? Okay, so as the bugbear tries to, like, jump away, he fails. And gets hot, and you slash open his back, leaving him about half health and leaving some of his bone and muscle of his spine exposed.
Awesome. I don't know if I should cast Ice Knife and try to kill, or if I should just heal wounds.
I mean, your choice.
I'm nervous, so I'm gonna cast Cure Wounds.
Okay.
I rolled a 1. Yay, I heal 4 damage.
At least that's a decent amount of your health, so.
Yeah.
Yeah?
You're back up to 10, right?
Yeah.
Now it's the bugbear's turn. Maybe I should have used the nicer.
Okay, so...
It tusks up its teeth and jumps at Mug, trying to bite their arm while they're down on the ground, but misses and rolls to the side.
What was the hit?
It was 9, yeah, and your AC was 14.
Yeah. Okay.
Your turn, Mug.
Okay, I want to hop back up onto my feet.
Okay.
Frog-like and hit it again. Try, at least.
So after it just rolled.
I got a 7.
You roll, and it rolls away, getting grass in its exposed wounds, whimpers a wee little bit, and then pounces away. And Kingsley loses, and now your turn.
Alrighty.
You can do it. 19!
Hey! Almost a critical hit, not quite.
Huh. So close.
So close.
Cool. Roll damage and how you want to do this?
14.
Alright, how do you want to do this?
Is it dead?
Well,
I'm not going to say until after they do
this. Okay.
It is, because that was the same amount of damage we did to it, to the other one. That one died, so...
We'll, see that it rolls off of Mug. kind of rush over and take another crack around its back end.
So you slash in the other direction, dealing 14 slashing damage to the bugbear. And as it goes, forming this X of red over its back, down, as it falls to the ground, and dies. Meaning you guys win your first encounter.
Thank God.
Hey. I start clapping.
You did!
Sitting crisscross applesauce.
Yay!
And he hops back up.
Looking across, you guys see the gates of Boule, the town you are journeying.
Oh, we're already here?
That is where I'm going to end the first session.
Oh, well, that's not nice.
Oh shit, we're ending at 420.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
We ended up 30
How long have we been playing?
420!
35 minutes, not that long.
Oh.
We've been playing for an hour and a half. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I wish.
It's been an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been an hour. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to start at 2. We actually started at 3, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, it's like 3:45, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the first session of Rolling Downhill. What did you guys think?
That was fun.
It was really fun.
Pretty epic, pretty awesome.
If I roll low on a wisdom check one more time, I'm gonna kill myself.
They just rolled a 9.
I'm glad did I have to roll any wisdom checks? I don't think so.
Do not believe so.
Like I can't roll high on my +5.
7, 9, 7, 8.
It's not
12,
happening.
4. Mug rolled a wisdom. You have
a
plus
minus...
5 in wisdom, and you just are not rolling
have
high
plus
at all.
Plus 5.
Dear
I have a
God.
Plus 5 to strength or
wow.
3.
Just.
Alrighty. Well, that
maybe
is,
you'll do better
we'll
next session.
Off. Next session, we venture into the town of Boule and see what you guys are gonna do against these rioting threats.
Hopefully Orlan Stout will be in the town of Boule.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Perhaps.
That is where I will end the recording.
Bye-bye.
Bye.